This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Emily Guerin, who's reported stories for us a bunch of times, moved to North Dakota to cover the Bakken oil boom back in June 2014. Crude was above $100 a barrel then, and as we all know, today it is not. So instead of covering a boom, Emily has found herself covering a bust. And along the way, she's gotten some unexpected personal finance advice, too.
People don't come to the Bakken oil field because it's a nice place to live. They come to make money.
There are more oil rigs than trees, and we are from the Pacific Northwest.
That's Dee Dee Andrews. They're here for her husband Kevin's pipeline job.
We're thriving, but it's not home.
But the Andrews are not your stereotypical oil workers, spending their bundles of cash on big trucks, trips to Vegas, flat-screen TVs. The Andrews are really frugal because they want to go home eventually.
We just recently moved into a fifth wheel.
That's an RV. There's not a ton of privacy. The neighbors are 10 feet away.
He blows his nose at 5:30 in the morning, and it's so loud that it wakes the cat up.
But they pay about $1,000 less per month than they would for an apartment in nearby Watford City.
We're saving up for a nice piece of property with trees and a river, and once that's paid off, we'll go home and we'll eke out an existence at $15 an hour and be happy.
And that was my first lesson. Don't adopt an expensive lifestyle that traps you in a job you hate. Lesson number two.
Don't borrow any money.
I would say debt can really hurt you.
You need to save as much money as you can. Put it away. Don't buy new things.
That was three small oil field business owners. Rusty Briggs, Bob Ayala, and Rory Anderson. They've been through booms and busts before, and that's the advice they gave younger oilfield workers. Debt is especially dangerous in an unstable industry like oil. Truck driver April Boyce learned that in March when her boss suddenly cut her hours way back as the price of oil plummeted.
It used to be that you get called out. I mean, you get called out at 4 o'clock in the morning and, be doing runs until 10 o'clock at night, just one after the other. And now you're just kind of living in limbo on standby.
Sitting around in coffee shops, waiting to get called out to haul something from one oil well pad to another, Boyce started analyzing the sacrifices she was making to be in the Bakken.
And you abandon your family, your friends, and your comfort zone back home to make money. You know, and now they've kind of turned the spigot off. The money has stopped flowing, and so I just said it's not worth it.
Boyce taught me lesson number three. If you're in a job that's not ideal, don't lose track of why you were doing it. Know when it's time to leave. A lot of people here are like that. They come and go as the opportunity arises. Rusty Briggs knew he wanted to move to North Dakota when he walked into a gas station here at 4:30 in the morning, one day back in 2011.
Everybody's in their Carhartts. You can't get to the counter. It's going. And that's when I just immediately called and said, we got to move.
He was working as a land developer in Oregon at the time. He'd also done construction, while in firefighting, and he was a logger.
This is probably my third or fourth job change.
Whenever one of those industries started to fade, he'd switch to something else. For now, he owns an RV park in the Bakken. But if it empties out with this bust, he'll change jobs again.
I've had the best time of my life being an entrepreneur in the last 5 years, whatever it's been. And you can't beat being here, you know. And it's all a chance.
Briggs taught me the fourth and final lesson. Don't be afraid to totally reinvent yourself. Which, given the uncertain state of journalism these days, is probably pretty good advice. In North Dakota, I'm Emily Guerin for Marketplace.
Emily's story was produced for us by Inside Energy. That's a public media collaborative covering this country's energy issues.